You're listening to SBS News.
The US Masters may not be the oldest golf tournament, but it is without doubt the biggest. The world's best players all try to be at their peak at the Augusta National Golf Club. Tiger Woods won his first Masters at the age of 21 back in 1997. He went on to win 13 more majors before personal problems and a long injury layoff stalled his career. Now 43 years old, Woods says he's ready to win another major tournament.
After I won my 14th, I felt like I still had plenty more major championships that I could win. Unfortunately, I just didn't do it. I put myself there with chances on the back nine on various Sundays and just haven't done it. Hopefully this year I put myself there again and hopefully I'll get it done.
Northern Ireland's Rory McIlroy wants to win the Masters to complete a career Grand Slam, something only Tiger Woods and four other golfers have managed to achieve. McIlroy has already won the US Open, the US PGA Championship and the British Open. If he wins the fabled green jacket, he'll join the likes of Woods and Jack Nicklaus to win all four. But he says at 29 years old, he's got plenty of time on his side.
I keep saying this, I would dearly love to win this tournament one day. If it doesn't happen this week, that's totally fine. I'll come back next year and I'll have another crack at it. I'm happy with where everything is, body, mind, game.
Champion Mare Winx has been cleared to race on Saturday for what will be her last appearance before retirement. After producing a powerful track session during the week, Winx was paraded in front of a huge media contingent, where she was startled by the constant clicking of cameras. Vets were called to clear her to race in the Queen Elizabeth Stakes at Randwick in Sydney after she kicked out towards the photographers. Winx's trainer Chris Waller says the end of her magnificent career is an emotional time for everyone concerned.
There's so many different things. It's been 4 years basically since this journey started in terms of a winning sequence. That's been an amazing journey, and come Saturday there'll be a small closure on part of her life, but another one opens with the likes of her going to stud and being a mum and ready to enjoy that part of life.
Should she win her final race, it'll take her incredible winning streak to 33. The race takes place at 3:05 p.m. Eastern on Saturday. In the NRL this weekend, the ladder-leading Melbourne Storm plays on Friday evening at the North Queensland Cowboys, looking for a fifth straight win to start the season. The defending premiers, the Sydney Roosters, take on the Cronulla Sharks on Saturday evening. Cronulla halfback Chad Townsend believes the Roosters are the competition benchmarks, but says the Sharks are looking forward to testing themselves.
They've been head and shoulders above a lot of the competition. They're the reigning premiers for a reason. And it's a good chance for us this week to see where we're at. We're expecting a tough game, and we're looking forward to it.
In the AFL this weekend, the Essendon Bombers take on a resurgent Brisbane Lions team on Saturday afternoon. Bombers coach John Worsfold won't have forward Joe Danaher available after he sustained a calf injury last month. Worsfold said he was unconcerned at media reports which surfaced of Danaher drinking alcohol last Saturday night.
The understanding I have is that Joe had a couple of drinks at dinner. He's not injured anymore. He's back in full workload. So that would not impact his preparation to get back playing.
The Brisbane Lions are on top of the ladder alongside Geelong, with both sides having won all three games so far. Geelong plays the Greater Western Sydney Giants on Saturday. The big match in the A-League this weekend sees the Sydney Derby between the Western Sydney Wanderers and Sydney FC on Saturday evening. In a rare show of unity in the lead-up to the big match, two sets of players from both camps went to the Sydney Children's Hospital at Westmead to cheer up some patients. Wanderers defender Tarek Elrich offered a humorous explanation for having some rival players join them on a tour of their local hospital.
They're just trying to win some people over here in the West, which is very unlikely. We've definitely got good support and a good relationship here at the Westmead Children's Hospital. And it's a big game this weekend, so I think they're just trying to gather as many fans as they can, but we've definitely got them covered.
Sydney FC usually conducts hospital visits at its local Sydney Children's Hospital in Randwick. And finally, a reminder, there's live English Premier League football on SBS on Saturday night. Southampton takes on Wolves from 11:30 p.m. John Baldock, SBS News.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher or Wooshka.